obviously this is the word of the Lord, and so we ask that you will speak to us now, and you will give us the grace to listen. Amen. So as John says, we came in our introductory prayers today on Second Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of Peace and the Prophets. And that is reflected, particularly the prophets, in our readings. We had a reading from the great prophet Isaiah, and also the Gospel reading, which is about John the Baptist, who traditionally is seen as the last and greatest of the prophets. So I was really excited to come to the Christmas tree festival, and it hasn't disappointed. As I said to John, I visualised something pretty much exactly like this, which is great to see. And I'm very pleased to say, I've found in our readings today three tree-related metaphors, pictures which relate to how trees are and what they do. There's quite a lot of farm stuff in the Bible, in fact. And I'm just going to pick those out. Which will, I think, help us to reflect on the message of the prophets this Advent, second Advent Sunday. So the first one is quite a famous one from our reading from the prophet Isaiah, a shoot from the stump. So sadly, the stumps that these trees were cut from will not grow back. There are some trees that do that, though, aren't they? So I've got quite a few of those in my garden. You keep chopping them down, and then you come back a couple of months later and they start growing again. You have to chop it down again. And some trees are excellent like that. And in the reading from Isaiah, there is this famous picture of the shoot growing up from the stock of Jesse. Jesse is a reference to Jesus' ancestor, or in the case of Isaiah, we think of David's ancestor. But for Christians, we read this and we think of Jesus, the ancestor of Jesus was David and Jesse, his father. And it's a prophecy of Isaiah looking forward to the coming of the Messiah, this kind of shoot growing up. The picture is of something that seems to be dead. You think of an old tree stump which has seemingly withered away. And then suddenly you come back one day and you see this green shoot springing up. New life springing from what seemed to be dead. New hope from what seemed to have come to an end. And the prophets, for us as Christians reading this, the prophets of the Old Testament, are looking forward to the Messiah, looking forward to Jesus, because he brings new life to the people of God. And so in Advent, I'm sure you've reflected on this before, we look forward to Christmas because we are looking forward to the coming of Jesus, to that day when we celebrate Jesus' coming again, and looking forward in our own lives to meeting Jesus one day, bringing new life to us, bringing new life to his church each Christmas and every day. So think about the shoot. Secondly, perhaps a little bit less upliftingly, we look to our gospel reading. John the Baptist says, the axe is at the root of the tree, the axe is at the stump. And these trees, unfortunately, have been cut down, but they've come to the end of their life. That's what they were grown for. And often trees will come to the end of their natural life and need to be removed. I reference my garden again, which has got a lot of trees which need to be removed, some of which still there, but we'll get there in the end. John the Baptist, as you see in our reading when he comes, he's quite a ferocious figure, if you're familiar with him. You can imagine him kind of preaching in quite a sort of angry way, because he's condemning injustice and condemning wrongdoing. All the things he says to the people in that gospel reading, and you can see elsewhere in the Bible, he tells them to repent, to turn away from their sins. One of the important themes of Advent, which is slightly less popular, which we forget about sometimes, is judgment. Perhaps we're not very comfortable with talking about that. But judgment against sin is really, really important, because sin is not just about people doing naughty things. Sin is about what is wrong in our world. All the injustices where people have things done to them that are not right, and there seems to be no justice. Where there is hatred, where there is wrongdoing, where there is violence. It is a sinful world we live in. And it's the things that are deeply wrong in our world that John the Baptist wants us to think about and which God is not happy about. And so John the Baptist says, God is going to chop these trees down. All these things that are wrong, all these things that people are doing that are not right. God will bring his axe and he will lay the axe to the root of the tree and he will chop it down. I'll just return briefly to Isaiah. I'll just stop you turning back and forwards, I can look at it here. Do you love that reading from the prophet Isaiah? There's two or three readings in the Old Testament that reflect this language. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and it goes on and finishes. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. I don't know if you've ever wondered why Isaiah going about lions and lambs and so on so much. It's poetry, isn't it? It's poetic, because the strife that we see in the natural world is being used as a picture and an image of the violence in our human world, just as the lion doesn't usually lie down with the lamb, but actually kind of jumps on it and eats it. So we are with each other. We are violent. We hurt each other in lots of different ways. And war particularly is seen as a symbol in the Bible of all that is rebellious against God. So God becomes the bringer of peace, because when God is in charge, there is peace and there is no more violence. And so they will not hurt or destroy. And when it gets to that point, they're not talking about lions and wolves anymore. It's talking about us. And it says, when the new life of Jesus springs up from the stump, there will be no more hurt. There will be no more destruction. No more violence. Because God is the bringer of peace. So, we look forward to Jesus coming. He will cut down everything that is wrong. And finally, so this one's a bit of a stretch, because Christmas trees don't really have fruit as such, but it's still tree related, okay? Finally, bear fruit. So when John the Baptist was talking to the people by the River of Jordan and he condemned sin, he says this, he says, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And this is also quite a common picture in the Bible, isn't it? Jesus uses this quite a lot, encouraging his disciples to be fruitful for God. And one of the great messages, as we think about Advent, just to return to what it said at the beginning, is also in our Gospel reading from Matthew, quoting the prophet Isaiah, talking about John the Baptist, who's still with me, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord is the message of Advent. Or you could say it like this, be ready for Jesus. Be ready. So as we look forward to Christmas, as I say, we're looking forward to celebrating, remembering, receiving the coming of Christ. We're encouraged to be ready and to bear that fruit. And I noticed in the prayer we said at the beginning, it kind of sums it up quite nicely, when John was lighting the Advent candle, we prayed that God would help us to worship him, to hear his word, and to do his will by sharing his peace with each other. And that's the fruit that we're called to bear, called to be Jesus' disciples, to follow in his footsteps and live the life that he asks us to live. And then we will be fruitful trees. So it's the opposite of the tree that is chopped down, because it's useless. It's the tree which is bearing lovely fruit, which is a wonderful tree, and that's the picture that we're asked to kind of live out in our lives as we follow Jesus. You know, the great thing is we know something that John the Baptist didn't know, although maybe he does now, which is here as we come to take communion today, we will celebrate and remember the cross of Jesus, his death to set us free from sin. We will celebrate his resurrection. We're not just looking forward to Christmas because we remember the coming of the child Christ into the manger. We're looking forward to it because we know the end of the story and what happens after the end as well. We know what happens. We know that Jesus is alive, and the new life is not just a metaphor, actually. It's real life. For everyone who opens their heart to Christ receives that life so they can bear fruit with the help of his Holy Spirit. So let's look forward to Christmas. Celebrate today with joy Let's make room in our heart for Jesus so we can be trees bearing fruit for him. Amen.